Good morning, this is Chuck. It's just a little bit past midnight, and I've been playing with some test tools, and I thought I'd create a webcast. So what test tools? Those test tools in Visual Studio 2010, specifically Coded UI and the generalist testing tool called codename Kameno. Right off the bat, you'll see that looks quite a bit different from the CTV you've been looking at. Really been cleaned up. This is going to fundamentally change the way testers and developers interact, I believe. So, what we're looking at here is we've got a test plan, we've got some test suites, and what I'm going to do is test a web application. You can see I've got a couple failed tests, and I've got a couple tests that have been successful. We're going to create a new one. I want to create a test case for my web app. So, test Chuck's web app, and we're going to set the priority to be 1. It's pretty important I get home. Wife's not going to be too happy if I take too much longer. So what are the steps for this? Probably the first one is navigate to the web page. And the next one is enter the data. And the last one, submit request. And et cetera, et cetera. I can keep going. Probably want to go ahead and have this on a validation test or have an expected result. Navigate. Okay. So that's kind of the planning phase. And you can see that there's a lot more data I could add, but it really sets the scene for what the tester's going to do. And you can see that I now have a test that is ready to run. So let's go to the testing phase itself, or the testing panel. Go to our web test suite. And fire off that web app test case. By clicking Run, it's going to launch something called Microsoft Test Runner. See if we can figure out where he wants to sit. There we go. And I want to record a user or an automation strip that the developer can then replay. So I'm going to hit Test and Record, and I'm just going to record IE. I want to set the video and the timing that I do that here, but in this case, I just want to get it going. And, alright, so what's the first step? Navigate to the web page. Well, I could type that in here, or since it's going to record the mouse click for me, I could even use my favorites to do this. So it looks like it went to the correct page just fine, so I'll go ahead and give that a pass. Enter the data. So I'm going to enter in my blushing bride-to-be name here, and I could keep typing in that information, but you get the idea. So that's the data is working out just fine. So now I'm going to submit the request. So what I've done there is I just did a double click. I don't know if you saw it, to see if I could get a double submission. Sure enough, this web app's going to let me get married twice, and I don't know if I want to do that. So let's go ahead and fail that, add some verbiage around this. Double submit. Not a good thing. Alright. In the test case, and it's ready for the tester to hand over to the developer. So we'll save and close that. Close Kameno at this point. And open up Visual Studio. And you can see that I had that project already open. It's just waiting for the developer to start writing their unit test. So let's go ahead and do that. Test, new test. This unit test is specifically going to be a coded UI test, so it's going to automate the user interface. And I could record it, just like the tester did. I could even start looking at individual controls and grabbing the values, or I could use what the tester just generated for me. And I'm going to look at my queries. Since I didn't change people, it should be in my test queries. And what was that one? That was Test Chuck's web app. I think this is the one that we just did. So, I'm going to add that work item, or that test case work item, and it pulled out of there the steps that the tester just did for me. You can see navigate the page, enter the data, test Chuck web app, etc. Now, if I go back to the test view, reset IE, and play it, we should actually see the exact steps that tester took being replayed for the developer. This is what I was saying. It's going to really change the way developers and testers interact. So click the submit button. There we go. It's going to take a couple seconds to process. Probably need to get a little bit faster machine. I apologize for that. And there we go. And you'll see that I got to the exact same page, same error, etc. Now, probably what the developer is going to want to do is throw asserts for values that aren't correct, so that way we can test against the regression. What I'm going to do here is go ahead and edit the coded UI, use the control locator, I don't know if anybody watching this has ever used Spy++ from yesteryear, but this looks like the same kind of tool. And now what I can do is actually grab that one little control with the value, show the properties of it, and the value that we're looking for is inner text. So what we're going to do is say r equal, add it to my list, and I could add a couple at this point. I could add a search for all kinds of different properties. I'm just going to add that one. Save it. What we should see here in just a second is that that tool actually adding it to our unit test. Hang on. I think that's some Windows flashing around. There we go. So now it's going to do an assert for basically anything that's not equal to 2. Well, 2 is not the right value. I want to actually do an assert for anything that's not equal to 1. 1 is what we should be getting. This is okay. That just means the debugger is detached from the application pool, causing it IIS to recycle it. And let's reset this and run this test one more time. At this point, we should get a failure because it's still not returning 1 since I still fixed that code. Which, of course, would be the next step. We got to get a 2 there and a failure. Definitely need to get a faster machine. And I got the failure because it was still let me do a double submit. So this is pretty cool stuff. Like I said, I think this is going to really change the way developers and testers work. And of course, I could right click here and add bug, etc. But this really does get the point across of what I wanted to show this evening. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot of value out of it. Otherwise, I'm going to go home.